If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Yeah, I think on his show he got punched in the face or his nose broken, something like that, I remember.
And people act like Nazis never did anything good. I mean, you know, they one thing at least. Episode of the Old Guy Metalcast. Heaven ablaze in your eyes, we're standing still in time. It's your boy, the King of Bonks, Al Jim Vicious, joined as always by Sir Robert Ablaze, Mr. Bobby fucking Blade.
It is what it is, dude.
He's dead. Christ is dead.
He's not rising today. Y'all motherfuckers gotta wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for joining us as we celebrate the death of Christ.
Oh, shit.
I love it.
We should put more guards at that fucking cave.
For real, like, who had enough power to move that goddamn boulder? Like, was it a big boulder, or was it just, like, some...
bunch of people, because, like, if that happened, you know, if that was a dude... and he was killed there, then definitely, you know, people came and moved the rock and took his body and, yeah, you know, did whatever.
It was probably the Knights Templar. I've heard a lot of shit about those people, man.
And then they went and buried treasure on fucking Oak Island or what?
Yeah, the Ark of the, or one of the Ark of the Covenants. Like, supposedly there's quite a few.
Dude, do you ever watch that show? The Curse of Oak Island?
I've never seen that, no.
Bro. It's fucking tremendous, man. It's, these dudes have this island that they bought, and it's in, you know, Canada, like Eastern Canada. And there's all this history about it. Like, people have been looking for treasure on it for like 100 years. And there's all these, like, stories of... well, these guys did find a treasure here, but it caved in, you know, underground, like way underground. And they found all this old shit on there, like Knights of the Templar. I think it's Knights of the Templar shit. Oh. But they've been like working on this. It's like I watched like 9 seasons of this goddamn show.
9? Holy shit.
Some shit like that. Waiting for these guys to fucking finally find treasure.
But it's kind of like the secret of Al Capone's vaults when we were waiting for the vault to open and like hopefully find some shit, and like it was just another vault behind there.
Yeah, there was nothing in there, right?
Nah, there wasn't anything in there. It was just a whole lot of nothing.
That was on TV though.
Yeah, that was Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera.
Back in the 80s.
We're finding pockets of insurgency in the genes of freedom. Roll over. Did he get his ass kicked by some Nazis?
Yeah, I think on his show he got punched in the face or his nose broken, something like that, I remember.
And people act like Nazis never did anything good. I mean, you know, they one thing at least.
Remember that time... I don't know if you have if you watched the show before, but there was something about he was like, "Oh, we're going into Jerusalem or some shit," but they're traveling down a road where there's like anti-Jew stuff, and he had like the Star of David tattooed somewhere on his body, and he was like, "If they see this Star of David, I am dead because I'm actually Jewish." And it's like, You're fucking stupid, man.
Wait, Geraldo Rivera is Jewish?
He was. I don't know if he is, but like he, I guess he had a tattoo of the Star of David, and they were traveling through a place that did not like Jewish people. Like, I don't know, man. This was a long time ago.
I don't think, that doesn't really narrow it down. That could be a lot of places.
Somewhere in the fucking Middle East, man. I don't know.
His mother was Ashkenazi Jewish, while his father was Roman Catholic.
Okay.
He was raised mostly Jewish and had a bar mitzvah.
Oh shit.
He grew up in Brooklyn. Yeah.
He got his schmeckle cut.
That's pretty Jewy.
Oh man.
Who else can we offend before we can get in?
We got
Christians, we got Jewish people, Nazis.
You want to offend some Wiccans? I mean, I don't really have anything, but I mean, if you want, we
can. I don't really have a beef with Wiccans, you know?
That's true, yeah. Except for those fucking. those twig and berry vegan Wiccans, man.
Well, he's a data chick. She celebrated like the winter solstice and shit. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I celebrate that kind of shit, but in my own way. Like, I jerk off a lot.
Yeah. It's a winter solstice? That's the winter solstice. Could it jack up?
Yeah, yeah. Or even like the coming of spring. It's like, it's the equinox. It's time to jack off.
You have to come on the coming of spring.
Yeah. it's not coming. You know, I'm coming.
I didn't really plan to talk about this, but while we're offending other races and shit, I'm pushing the boundaries. No, man, I just see like all these things. I'm starting to see a couple of different videos online, like back to back. That'll be about some other thing, but they have a beeping smoke alarm, you know, and it's always black people. And in the comments, there's other black people like, oh, you know, you're just like doing us dirty by fucking keeping the stereotype going. I guess I wasn't aware that was a stereotype until recently, that black people don't change the battery in their smoke detector. But I started seeing a lot of different videos where things pending, and in the background here, beep. Dude, that motherfucker beeps twice. The first one, I'm like, am I having a stroke or was that the fucking smoke alarm? By this halfway through the second beep, I'm like putting a new battery in that cocksucker. But there's people out there, I'm not even saying black, because I know there's white people who do that shit, obviously. But it's like, there's people out there living with that fucking thing just beeping every like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Y'all are savages, man.
I used to live in an apartment that, you know, in the halls, it was constantly just beep, beep.
Just all of them?
Well, the one hallway where I was at, it was just beeping all the fucking time. And I was like, did somebody press the button and like hold it down for the test beeps to just constantly go? Or like, why is this shit happening?
Because the battery's dead or dying.
Yeah. Landlord.
Don't obviously not dead. Funny, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I'm changing that motherfucker immediately. I guess my apartment ceilings aren't that high, so I can just like reach straight up there, and you know, it's like right at the edge of my length, but I can reach up there and switch it.
What do you got to do? Like twist it around to take it off of the screws, and then just like pull the whole thing down?
The one in my apartment just has a little like spring-loaded door. You just push in the door. This little door opens. Oh. You slide it out. You slide a different one in. You push it up.
That's good. That's good. Because I know some, you have to like unscrew the cap of it and like pull the whole fucking thing down. Just get at the battery.
Nah, that'd be a pain in the ass. At that point, I would just take it out and leave it fucking, you know. I don't know. Smoke alarm here, like out in the hallway. Did, you know, I don't know, it saved us, but like one night it was like 3 a.m. I was going to bed and I started hearing a fucking like beeping out in the hallway. So I got up and went out there, and this whole hallway is full of smoke because the water heater was on fire, like melting down.
Oh, I remember that story.
And the fucking fire trucks, like firemen had to come and shit. It was fucking dumb. So I would say, you know, probably change your smoke alarms.
Yeah, if they're beeping, that means, you know, it's time to get a new battery and just, you know, exert a little energy to save your life, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You probably get a carbon dioxide detector too.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah.
That thing is annoying. Like when it's at the end of its life, it goes beep, 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 beep. Like every 2 minutes. So you got to change the fucking battery, because if you don't.
Oh, it's more aggressive than the smoke alarm.
Oh, yeah, because carbon monoxide is the silent killer. Silent but deadly.
I actually don't have one of those here, but we don't have like a. Isn't that usually with like a standard heat, right? Carbon monoxide would be like with a furnace and shit.
I don't know.
Because like we just have electric baseboard heat here, so.
Okay, so maybe that's different. Yeah,
I don't think there's a possibility for carbon monoxide. I think it usually derives from like furnaces and shit.
Yeah, we've got the air blower furnace. So
yeah, that could be the issue. I don't know.
Like maybe it releases some kind of toxic gas or some shit.
Yeah. I kind of want to get to the story we were talking about starting with, but I also kind of want to see if we can just do a show without anything.
Well, we've done it before.
With nothing?
Yeah, remember?
We usually at least have a starting point. I was like, okay, well, we'll start here.
I think
we haven't even done that.
One or two occasions where we just like had absolutely nothing and we just kind of bullshitted our way through.
It's awesome. Just keep making it more and more interesting for ourselves. Like, well, what if we only bring one thing? Can we do a show then?
Yeah. What if we only talk about farts the entire episode?
I don't know if it's good or not, but you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, suppose you could do anything with it. If you've got somebody to talk to that is like can keep the conversation going and like some good back and forth, then most definitely.
Yeah, I wanted to look up like what the whole thing, because we were kind of off on our Easter stuff, you know, because I was talking about Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent and like what is Lent, and I wanted to look that up for this week, but
oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah, there's like Ash Wednesday, it's the first day of Lent, and it begins the 6 weeks of penance before Easter. Okay.
So you...
That doesn't really have anything to do with Christ, then.
So you gotta... excuse me. So you can't eat meat on Fridays because you have to repent for some...
But you can eat fish.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I will never understand it.
Oh, this is fun. The significance of ashes. Ashes were used in ancient times to express grief. When Tamar was raped by her half-brother, she sprinkled ashes on her head, tore her robe, and with her face buried in her hands, went away crying. That's from the Bible. That's cool.
Raped by her brother?
There's all kinds of rape in the book.
It's fucking incest. And yeah. Was it her stepbrother or was it her blood brother? Do they say?
Half-brother. Half-brother.
It's like we're only half blood, so we won't have
no
like,
stepbrother. I guess they had stepbrothers back then.
I suppose. I mean,
oh, it says half brother. It says half brother. Okay. So if a chick wanted to divorce you, you'd beat her or something, throw rocks at her.
Did they bury them up to their necks in the dirt and then just like stone them, or did they just throw rocks at them?
I don't know. It'd be more fun if you gave him like a little bit of room to move around, you know? So it'd be like a.
put like a leash around him and had him run from side to side.
Yeah. It's a little more sport to it.
Yeah. It's like just try to hit a moving target so you can make it more fun, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, Lent is the solemn Christian religious observance commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert and enduring temptation by Satan.
Damn.
There you go.
So he was like, he was doing nothing but drinking water in the desert, right?
I don't know much about that story.
Shit. And I think that's when the devil came to him and was like, I'll give you all these things if you'll bow down to me. And I'd have been like, all right, Satan, go for it.
Yeah, hit me up, dude. For real, if you're listening, man. Like, big fans. Big fans. No, growing up, I've said that before, growing up with a Christian grandmother, I was led to believe that I was going to be able to sell my soul to Satan, and I kind of put a lot of eggs in that basket. You know? I was like, well, fuck all this, I'm going to sell my soul to Satan, and I'm going to learn to play guitar like fucking, what's his nuts?
going to be the best guitar player in the world. Like yeah, Robert Johnson, right? You're going to sell your soul to the devil and at the crossroads.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Like Ralph Macchio and shit.
No, that'd be great, man. But that hasn't happened.
No. I don't think he wants, like, our kind of souls. Like, he wants the, you know... Well, he doesn't want the idiot souls, most definitely. Like, that's why Cobes is still not a fucking famous guitar player or anything.
That and because he's not good.
Right. But Satan doesn't want his soul.
Yeah, it's like buying a car with a salvage title or something, you know? His soul's not very valuable.
Oh shit! Can you imagine being in hell and then having like him and Jessica in the room adjacent to you, and they're just like arguing and shit? Just like, what did I do?
It's a salvage title, man. Yeah, it's like when you marry a chick who was a giant slut. You know, it's like buying a rental car.
Oh damn!
A lot of people drove it. No one really cared enough to like actually take care of it.
Yeah, a lot of people parked in that garage there.
Just drove it like shit. You'd never buy a rental car, you know?
No, because nobody takes care of rental cars.
That's an offensive view. There's, you know, there are feminists somewhere not listening to this show that would be offended by that.
If they listen, yeah.
Yeah, I was offended by like this week someone sent me my woman. I was like, yeah, my woman. I own her.
That's right. If she gets out of line, you can beat her.
According to the Bible. No, but there's like, you know, these like flip gender roles. That's fine. Like if you want to like in your relationship do whatever you want to do, that's cool, dude. But like my lady's old school. She likes to be. The fact that like I would say that's my woman, she's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You know? And she's like, that's my man, and that's my.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, yeah. We have traditional gender roles in our relationship. Like, I understand if that like, you don't want to or you don't, and that's cool, man. That's cool. I don't care, but
yeah,
dude. Don't condemn me for fucking
right.
For you know, just having a traditional gender roles.
Right.
And we do, like, we do the kind of whole way through, you know, we have kind of an old schoolish gender role in our relationship, you know, like.
Well, we are kind of old school. So, I mean, it would stand to reason that we be like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. You don't say that's my partner. I mean, come on now.
We were watching a show yesterday with that. Yeah. Where this dude is like, we haven't talked about that. And I'm like, it seems weird.
I don't think I could ever be like, oh, that's my partner. Like, partner, what, business partner? Like,
it's like life partner. But I mean, like, obviously we're partners, you know? I don't feel like I need to put it as our title. It's weird. Girlfriend and boyfriend is kind of, like, it puts, like, a non-seriousness on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It does kind of give, like, I would understand if I was a woman not wanting to just be, like, a girlfriend. You know, maybe that's like a big part of why they want to get married, so they can be wife, and it sounds more more serious.
It does sound silly, like, oh, that like that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend. It's a little like middle schoolish kind of shit.
That's what we call each other. Actually, me and my girlfriend. The girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend, 96 Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, she'll come in and she'll be like, boyfriend, what do you want to fucking do for dinner? Like, we just call each other girlfriend and boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Anyway. Do whatever gender roles you want, man. You take her last name if you want. That's cool.
Yeah. Or if you want to like hyphenate your shit, do that too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, switch it up and like... She fucking has control of things, and she has the more classic dominant role in the house, and you fucking don't. That's fine, man. I'm cool with that. Whatever works for you, baby.
If you want to wear latex with zippers and fucking riding crops and shit, and she uses you as a table, yeah, go for it.
Fuck, I don't care, dude. I'd be interested to hear about that.
I use
like a footstool.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on that, and there are guys who like getting their balls stepped on while women wear high heels. What are they, stilettos?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's not my thing, but I mean, it. I guess whatever floats your boat.
Oh, there's definitely dudes who like go to dominatrixes, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And have them like whip them and, yeah, step on their balls and shit.
It's an interesting thing. I'd like to have a dominatrix on this show and have her kind of spill the beans about some shit. Like, you know, not name any names or anything, but just like let us know what kind of people go and see to get their, like, do they want their faces stepped on? Do they want their nuts crushed? Like that kind of shit.
A lot of times, I mean, they are like dudes who are in control of a lot of things. That's proven.
Yeah.
Like either the high powered guys, you know, dudes in positions of power at a job, you know, they are into that, or, you know, probably some childhood fucking trauma. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like how I feel bad for dudes now, because you can't go out and like fuck a chick without, you know, make her come without like slapping the shit out of her and beating her up and shit. You know, it's just like, why you put all this on me, man? Why do you put this on dudes?
Yeah. You have to have like seven different forms of written consent. Signed and interpreted.
Back in the day, you used to just be able to like fuck chicks. Now you got to slap them and choke them and all this shit. It's like, which maybe some people are like, that's there as a dude, they're into that shit. I'm not, dude. It was never was. Yeah. The times when I would have to do stuff like, well, I have to do, but you know, I am to please. I'm a performer, you know?
Well, that's kind
so
of.
So when that was like what was wanted, then it's like you do it. It's just like, man, that, like the whole time I'd just be like, this is fucking dark, man.
It is.
Like, I don't want to be doing this, you know? my natural inclination is not to like do this.
It's,
you know, like, whoa, weird, man.
It's in porno a lot now. Like you see girls getting choked, or the guys are sticking their thumb like way down the chick's throat or something. Like it's a lot now. It's like
I don't see that porn, by the way. You know, we have different algorithms, my friend.
I guess so. I don't know the shit that I'm seeing. It's like halfway through, the guy is fucking like he's got his thumb in her mouth and he's kind of pressing down on her tongue. She's got her mouth way open and he's banging her. It's just like, what is this about?
You know, it's like every video that comes up is just like a dolphin fucking a chick, and it's like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, what did you think of that? Like dolphins are horny, aren't they?
Dolphin jumps up out of the water, and like some of that, the way that chick is sitting there, she's like perfect fucking victim, dude. And he just like missionary, just like pounds on that chick. It's like, holy shit!
Oh hell yeah!
A dolphin could fuck a chick.
Oh, it could totally. Yeah, you. Dolphins fuck baby sharks and like kill them.
What?
Dolphins, like, I saw some crazy shit where a dolphin, because they have these weird penises, and the dolphin was fucking up like a baby shark. and just killed it, man.
Baby shark. Used for sex.
And then, oh, did you see the one with the monkey that was fucking the frog?
No.
Oh man, you know it.
You know, like I said, different algorithms, bro.
No, this isn't on Pornhub, dude. The animal kingdom is fucking crazy.
I know. No, I've heard that though. They use them, same thing. They use them like as a just like a fucking sex toy.
Yeah, like fleshlights and shit. Nature's fleshlights.
Frogs. Nature's fleshlight. Frogs. Nature's fleshlight.
You know, that's actually what's turning the frogs gay, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking of being fucked by monkeys.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the Lord.
Yeah, man, even in that situation, like, you just feel like, and it's like, how am I supposed to not think about what caused this? You know? Because there's a chance that that's just like a thing, I guess. But I feel like most times there's probably a cause for this. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not something very savory.
No, you know, it's something very dark and traumatic, I think.
Yeah, I think so, dude. Yeah. I think so. So it's a weird thing.
And I want to know who put into play, like, was it the women who started calling guys daddy, or was it the guys who like want, yeah, call me daddy. Oh, yeah, I fucking love it.
I don't know. I've never really had that. Like, I guess I dated some chicks who, like, they joke with it every once in a while. And it's like, ugh, gross, don't say that, you know?
Yeah.
So they knew they were like, they would only say it to like, to be fucking creepy. Right. You know, to get a rise. Like, that's a weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I've never had it said to me, which is good because I would feel so creeped out by it. But when I hear, like,
especially when you get as old as we are,
you know? It's like, holy shit, I could be your father.
Dude.
Oh,
dude. Dude.
Dude.
That's all the, that leads to, like, that leads to be the, like, Jim is avoiding oversharing. Dude. for once, because this podcast that come on here is like, I seem to forget that there's other people, you know, it's just like me and you. And I'm like, this one fucking time. And then I'll like hear clips of it. And I'm like, holy shit, dude.
I can't believe I just said that.
That person's going to be pissed if they hear this podcast. Well, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, this is where we let it all out.
Well, if you're not oversharing, like, then where's the entertainment value, you know? Like, I love oversharing. It's like when somebody tells you something that they probably shouldn't, that's good stuff, dude.
That's fucking, know? That's content right there. I mean, yeah.
We tell you about this time we killed this hooker in a cheap motel outside of Houston. Like, fuck yeah, dude, let's go. Let me grab a seat here. How long is this? Do I need a drink?
Tell me where you buried the body and shit.
Fuck yeah, that's good stuff, you know?
One time, I was hanging out with Ben Affleck, and he killed a hooker, and I helped him bury the body.
There you go. That's good. So King Cobes, man, everybody's back on King Cobes because his shit's spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
In his life, dude. These fights. You see, are you up to date with everything?
I don't watch the videos anymore. I'm strictly following on Reddit, and so I'm hearing bits and pieces of shit.
Oh my God.
So
they've been fighting, dude, all the time. It's so great.
They've been fighting. Okay, so I heard one fight, like there was somebody clipped it and he was in the background and she's fucking, so he's like, oh, you want to go fuck a chick with big tits and this and that. And then she's going off and he's like, shut up. He's in the background and they're like going back and forth, and that was the only fight that I heard.
That one, she's in the bedroom and they're arguing. Like, I think that might have been after she had her like bathroom fucking thing. Did you see that one? Where like Cobes is passed out in the living room.
Yep.
And she's in the shower pulling a very like the kind of stuff she does when she's at home.
Yeah, she's in
where
the
she's like wastes like 1,000 gallons of water.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, like fucking around and like just screaming. She's just screaming on that one, dude, in the shower.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw the one where she was in talking about how many girlfriends has he had that cleaned his fucking toilet. I bought this for him, and she's like showing a toilet brush, banging it against the toilet.
Yeah. Basically okay. That, yeah.
That's the bathroom breakdown, all right.
Yeah. But there's other videos now where like there's this argument they get into where he's going to go cook some bratwurst because he's hungry. And she tries to tell him which pan to use. Don't use this pan because it's dirty or whatever. And it escalates very quickly into like a full on thing. And they're screaming. She's screaming. He's trying to calm her down. He's the voice of reason, which is terrifying.
That is.
But like there's sounds like slaps. And the first time you hear it, she said like, yo, you make me hit myself. Like she's slapping herself in the face while she's screaming at him. That sounds fucking bonkers.
Ooh,
but so there's one too where it almost sounds like she's maybe slaps him. But I don't know. I think he would fucking like cut her. Hey, you know, I think he would just react with like insane violence if that happened, because he just strikes me as that kind of dude.
Well, if he beat the shit out of his phone, then probably, yeah.
Right. And they have this huge argument. They've had multiple huge arguments this time while she's there, because she's unfucking hinged, dude.
Yeah, she is. She's really, really fucking unstable.
She's really unhinged and is not fit to be in society. Like, she should be locked up in a fucking institution.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like drunk as fuck, and she's like huffing fucking canned air.
Oh, she's doing that shit too?
Oh, dude, there's multiple creations on these new videos and shit where you can hear her doing it off camera.
Wow. Yeah. And then people were accusing her. She's like, I'm not doing air duster, you fucking idiot retards.
And yeah, she is.
Just, yeah, okay.
There's one where he's passed out on the chair and she's on the couch. And you can hear like go off and you can hear the, you know, and then in the kitchen, she's like, when she's rage cleaning, she's out in the kitchen, like rage cleaning.
And she's huffing.
And crying too. Like him and this dude are in another room doing some fucking YouTube video.
Oh, that
drink,
mustache
a drink
guy?
Combo. I didn't see that drink combo. But you see that guy?
That
he's like a balding
guy,
dude with a mustache.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like, yeah. Looks a little bit like, what's his name? Chad from The Last Man on Earth or some shit.
Seems like an interesting character, that guy. they're doing a video and she's on the kitchen. And then at one point she's like, she's rage cleaning. And then she just like kind of curls up on the floor and just cries for like minutes. And then those two leave to go somewhere. And she sits there and goes to like insanity, dude, while she's just rage cleaning like everything. She's like cleaning a keyboard and shit. And she's going off like how many girlfriends he has. And she's ugly. She's like, I didn't know. I'm told I'm ugly my whole life. And, you know, if I stop coming here, it's because he wants to want somebody else. And he has all these girlfriends. I don't know who he's fucking, you know, like.
Oh, I saw
out of her.
And then
she's out of her
dancing.
Fucking mind, bro.
Like she starts doing that spaz dance where her like the skin of her arms is like flapping back and forth and everything. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that part.
That chick is goddamn needs help.
When is she leaving? Like, is she staying there now or is she fucking off somewhere?
I think it was supposed to be 8 days again. But I feel like she got there like last Friday. I think she's almost gone. Because in one of the new videos, he does say it when you leave in a day or two or whatever.
Oh.
I feel like she got there last Friday, right?
I think so, yeah. Because that's when they started filming, like, all kind. Well, they've been streaming nonstop and then deleting their streams and then streaming again.
Well, yeah, they have to delete them because she's obviously doing canned air. Mm-hmm. Or they get into some kind of fucking argument where they're screaming at each other and...
Yeah. Like, did you see that second of footage where like the camera, like there's a fight and the stream gets muted and then all of a sudden you see it looks like she's squaring up to throw some punches and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she has hit him.
Probably. Yeah.
I think she probably has.
I think she's hit herself too. Like, I think she's punched herself in the face. Cause like, on one of the Reddit posts, it shows her face like she's got a big old bruise like on her cheek.
Dude,
I don't know if Cobra hit her or if she hit herself.
I'm sure she hit herself. I don't know. Cause she does that according to the one video that I watched. She's like slapping herself in the face and shit.
They deserve each other. She's completely insane. He's just a lazy bastard.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
They went out for fucking sushi. You saw that. I think we talked about that last week. No. He had to have his friend go with because it's like, I don't know. She has some thing with taxis. She won't like take a taxi anywhere. No, seems to think she's above like Ubering places. I don't know.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me about this. I didn't know they went out for sushi and shit.
Yeah. He's $65 on the sushi.
God damn.
And then to the new video while she's cleaning the kitchen. It's like he all of a sudden he's just standing there. He reaches over. He doesn't go to the fridge. He reaches over and he's like, oh, and he opens this styrofoam container and it's sushi, leftover sushi that they put on screen. They're like, this was 2 days ago that they got sushi. And the chick's in, she's like, oh, I don't know. But you got a stomach of steel. And he eats that shit. Sushi that's been on the counter for 2 days. Well, first off, why wouldn't you put it in the fridge? You know that, and he had that rib debacle. That was one of the most disgusting things, man. Like those ribs,
he left them for 8 hours, man. After,
dude, he always does that. He cooks shit and then he's like, oh, it's got to cool off, and then he leaves it sit there for like fucking overnight or 8 days. He's like, oh, cheese congealed. Like, yeah dude, like what how long do you think it takes for things to cool down? Like when you were raised, did your mother like make dinner and be like, all right, well, it's got to cool down. And then you eat it like 8 hours later or something. I don't know.
Or the next fucking day. Like, I swear if he dies and they cut him open, his stomach would release like biological weapons grade fucking gases and everything, man.
I couldn't believe those ribs seemed as tender as they did. I'm like, he's going to be chewing these things for eternity, but he wasn't. It looked, I don't know, but he make them, he like baked them pretty much all the way, and then the next, then I like let them sit around, and then the next day added a bunch of shit, cheese and all these things on top of it, and baked them again, and then let them sit for 8 hours before he ate them. What a goddamn madman.
Yeah, I don't know about him, man. He's fucking, he's on another planet,
dude. And the shit he does, like the amount of money that's wasted on those like food things he does, because like he used some kind of a cheese on those ribs, and you know that's an expensive piece of like artisan cheese, fine crafted cheese, you know. It's, and it's like it's probably fucking $7-$8, you know, $10 cheese. He just like packs it up with a fucking, you know, with a fucking spoon or something, and puts it on top of these ribs.
Oh, and he adds bacon grease or country crock to everything.
Everything. It's
fucking.
That's the first two ingredients for his fucking sauce he puts on them, is a ton of fucking country crock and bacon grease. Because, yeah, he's got this bacon grease in a tub that, like, that's his new jam. Like, he'll, yeah, to make hot dogs or bratwurst, he'll put them in the fucking already dirty, greasy as fuck pan. Cast iron, I guess.
That's
a, and he'll put like country crock and fucking bacon, or put a big like fucking tablespoon, giant tablespoon of bacon grease down, and then put his two bratwurst on top and cook them in that shit.
Right, right. Because the pan it's locks like, in the flavor.
It's like, bro, I just don't understand. I don't understand any of the shit that guy does with cooking. Like, where did he fucking get this? And what would happen if you invited him to your house for just like a normal ass meal? You know, like, what does he do? Does he just eat a normal fucking plate of food? Or is he like trying to put fucking, you know, you got any bacon ranch?
I don't think he'd ever shut up. I think he would be like talking like he does if he was live streaming. He's like, you know what they say, tubes, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of bacon grease. That's what's up. And yeah, like, he just not shut up.
He thinks that shit's delicious. You know, the things he makes are like the best. Everything he does is the best. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that habanero meat. I bet that shit, it made him sneeze inside the glass. So I don't think it was very good.
He sneezes like a baby, dude.
He does. You know? He's an open mouth, full open mouth sneeze. And then he keeps that like shit eating grin on his face. I don't know, man. There's something really, really fucking wrong with these cows, man.
Yeah. Yeah, these two together is just unbelievable stuff, though. It truly is. I'm surprised that they're not fighting all the time, the animals, honestly.
They might.
Like, I'm surprised there's moments where they're getting along. They're that fucking broken and dysfunctional. And it's so crazy, too. It's like, you know, because there's people out there like that, you know? I remember when I was young, my parents... Yeah, because my parents got married and they were like 17 and 18 respectively, right? Mm-hmm. Because my mother got pregnant at 16. So they got married, she was pregnant with me, and she was like barely 17 years old. So they obviously didn't have much proper, and it was, you know, it was like the 80s when they got that. They were grew up in the 70s and shit, so obviously they had very little training. And they were young, and they didn't have a real connection before they got married, probably. You know, I don't know that to be a fact, but I just assume. So they would fight, dude, when I was a kid. They would scream at each other, and they'd fight, and they'd fucking bang shit around, you know? And I, even as a little kid, I always thought that was so crazy. I was like, why would you? This does nothing. You know, like, this accomplishes nothing. And that's something I thought at, like, you know, 7 years old. So
yeah,
that's why my whole life I've never... And you can ask any woman I've ever dated, I've never so much as raised my voice to them. Never once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, because it doesn't accomplish as nothing. And you got that to, like, what to a thing here is, like, these two people are completely broken and insane. Like, that chick's literally insane.
Yeah, she's...
To try to, like, date her is an impossibility because she's just, like... I mean, it's just not happening, man.
You know, I'm kind of thankful that I used to think some of my girlfriends were completely off their meds and shit, but Jessica really does take the cake. I mean, I'm glad that I have never come across anyone like her in my life, because she is just, Like, you would fucking fake your own death to get out of a relationship with this chick, man.
He probably could fool her pretty easily, fake his own death. A mead-making accident.
Or, right. Or a rib cooking accident. Like,
you could really just, claim food poisoning or, foodborne illness would be. After he eats, I'm surprised he doesn't, what kind of shits he must take?
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about that, but now you got me thinking about that. Fuck. I bet you it smells real bad. Like, worse than regular shits.
Oh, dude, this guy's gonna, dude. Gotta. Yeah, so these two can, there's no... When that chick is like, I'm fucking ugly. I don't everyone knows she takes no credit for things.
Mm-hmm.
It's decided that I can't have a job, or it's decided that I have this or that. And it's like, any accountability. Never once have I seen. And she's got the same shit that Cyrax has. There's no accountability whatsoever. There's, even if they do it's fake. Like sometimes Cyrax will be like, it's all bullshit. He just knows that's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no feeling connected
past,
to it.
But I apologize for those mistakes, and now I'm going to leave the past in the past and continue to move on, so stop bringing up the past.
Everything about her is cringe, dude.
Yeah, it is. That's why I stopped watching, because it's like...
That one dude is sitting there, and she's sitting next to him, and she's like, so Joshy, like, what are you thinking? Like, asking him weird shit in front of this dude.
Yeah.
And, like, really, like, lovey, like, kind of shit. And then she, like, kisses him in a very, like, over-the-top way. You know, of course, while she's filming it and trying to, like, make sure that it's being filmed and she's looking at the camera. And that dude's sitting there and it's so uncomfortable. Like, you would never just call, like, a dude your pet name for him.
Yeah.
And act like this in front of somebody else. It's so fucking gross. Like, she's so crazy, dude. She'll be like... all of a sudden she does like that. I'm fucking ugly. I don't deserve anybody. I'm trash. I'm a piece of shit. And you're like, you are kind of a piece of shit. You really don't deserve anything. Yeah. But you're awful, dude.
She's constantly seeking validation. And then even if she gets that validation, it's never enough. Like, she's still seeking, like, to get validated pretty much for her existence every second of it.
Yeah, well, because she's never done anything. That's the thing. It's like, she's never done a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's 40. She lives at home. And she's a fucking loser. She does no anything to show for her life. She's not good at this. She's not a great writer. She's not good at ballet. She's not anything. She just pisses in boxes in the attic while listening to Bjork.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. You're right. And how could you have that much time and not be good at anything is what amazes me, because there's a point where you have some self-awareness, or at least I think you would. And you're just like, hey, maybe I got to get some of my shit together and fucking get a hobby or make the most out of my day,
Even if it's trivial, like even if Cyrax was like passable at games.
Yeah.
But like he plays Xbox, he's like trying to be like video about drift, like, well, I'm the drift king. And it's like he's just crashing into shit and stuff like.
Yeah. Or like, I'm a fucking music artist. And like every other word is fuck or motherfuck. But that's beside the point. But like, he's been an artist for how many fucking years? See, now I'm saying fuck a lot. But anyway, yeah, he's been an artist for this many years and he has not put out a single good thing. It's atrocious. Like, he's got to steal other people's shit. Like, dude. When I learned FL Studio and Fruity Loops, man, it took me a long time. But you know what? I can make up some good shit now. You just got to put some time and effort into that.
Dude, I made like beats that like rappers used on fucking Reason 20 years ago. You ever use Reason?
Oh, I remember when Reason was the thing to use, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. My buddy gave me some fucking ripped off copies of Reason.
Or you remember Acid Pro before the days of Reason?
The only one I ever used really for any of that kind of shit was Reason. I got into it for a while after like my metal band broke up, and I was like, I'm going to do something completely different. Because then I was like really artsy fartsy about.
Okay, yeah.
About shit, Like I was really, I don't know. Like after our first album, I threw out literally all, like, I had like three or four different metal, I would say, like, tones or things. Mm-hmm. I like threw them all out for the second album and got like did all different ones because I don't fucking know why. So after that band broke up, I'm like, keep them guessing, you know, I'm gonna rap or something.
Yeah, I remember when I started my little industrial project, I wanted it to be like Nine Inch Nails' first album and not have any guitars, everything synthesized. And so I ended up doing some completely, like, everything was synth. And like there was no guitars because I didn't know how to play guitar at that time. And so I was just like, oh, fuck, I'll do what I know and use a bunch of synth and, you know, fucking drum beats and jungle sounds and shit. It was like that was the thing that I was on at that point, you know?
Yeah. But that dude's not good at anything.
No.
And same with Saunders. Saunders ain't good at anything either.
He has some some proficiency with guitar. I mean, albeit it's not great, but he kind of knows where, you know, where the hands go on guitar. But he still sucks.
What I really want, like, more than anything, dude, is somebody to be able to make it happen. Maybe it's Sam Hyde is the only guy who could do it. I don't know. Somebody with internet, somebody who's big on YouTube, you know, could do it. I want Cobes versus Cyrax, dude. In like a cavalcade of events, dude. Guitar playing.
Oh,
like shit. A guitar performance, just like general trivia. And we'll do like third grade kind of trivia. You know, various competitions, dude. Like, we'll see who could like paint a better fucking picture of something, or what else do they do?
Who could drift on Xbox?
I don't know. Does fucking Cobes play games?
He does have a system.
He's got a, I know he's got a PlayStation, but
yeah,
that's a lot of people who have PlayStations. They have PlayStations, but they're not a gamer. They don't play games.
Yeah, I've never even heard him talk about games, not even once.
No.
Hmm.
I know so many fucking dudes who bought that PlayStation because, like, well, back when I gamed, it was PlayStation, right? You know, I had a PS2.
Yeah.
I didn't have a 3 or a 4. But the last time I played games probably was a PS2. So I'll buy a PS5 and they get them and then they don't ever use them. You know, they don't play games. Like, oh, yeah, I got a PS5, dude. Like, let me see your fucking hours on that. Let me see your fucking gamer tag. Like, you play this thing? No, fuck no.
How many hours did you put into this one game? And they were like, they installed the game for like 15 minutes and then they left.
Dude, as sad as it is, I have games where my hours into them are days, and I know you do too. I fucking know you do too.
I got
days worth of hours. It's not hours anymore. It's like how many days.
Oh fuck! I gotta send you this thing, this photo that I took from Steam. It amazed me how much time that I had sunk into it. But fucking Elden Ring, bro! Look at the hours on that shit. I just sent it to you.
Well, you have this handy. I would play, and just to say before I do, I would Elden Ring. Like, I follow games even if I don't play them,
mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, I would play that game for about 10 fucking minutes. 96, 96 hours. Yeah, that's a lot. That's almost like 4 days. Pretty much 4 days.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot for me because I, you know, I spend maybe a half an hour to an hour just playing the game and then I shut it off and go do something else. But yeah, that's the most time that I had spent, aside from Skyrim, that's the most time that I had spent in a game.
Yeah. That's pretty rich, dude. Yeah, I play a lot of games a lot, man. I fucking play that Lightyear Frontier a bunch. It just came out like last week and we're in the end. Well, it's a preview. It's in preview. It's not full out yet, but we're pretty much at the end of what we can do with it now. We have to wait for shit. God damn it. But you seen anything about that game?
No, I've not even heard of it.
It's really good. You play it like as a little, well, you are a dude, but you drive around in a mech and it's like a farming game, survival kind of, not really survival. It reminds me most of like Ark or something, but there's no survival aspect. You just adventure around this planet finding resources that you know, they used to, like, that typical kind of crafting where you build shit and you can make different attachments and you can make your mech better, and but it also has like farming. You have to farm some things to progress too. So it's like a farming game where you're in a mech and you craft a lot of different shit. Like if you like a Ark or, you know, those kind of fucking crafting games. We fucking loved it. It's like, it's beautiful. There's no combat. There's no combat in it at all. And it's just like fun and just like chill to play. It's like, I love Ark, but Ark is a fucking nightmare. Or Valheim, dude. Like, oh my God, Valheim. We ended up playing Valheim for a long time and got like one or two worlds from the end. And we were just like, just had to quit because it was so fucking oppressive, that game.
What, like, is
it's
it?
It's so a, fucking masochistic.
Is it a grind, like a looter shooter or something like that?
Valheim?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, Valheim's like Ark. It's like a very... It's a survival game, you know. You got to survive and you got to go into different areas and fight shit and get resources to make better stuff, you know. Okay. And yeah, it's pretty brutal. But this game is cool because it's like peaceful.
It reminds me of, like, I heard No Man's Sky. Like, you can just kind of explore and build stuff. And
hey, yeah, I'll tell you what, I played No Man's Sky somewhat recently and I didn't like that game at all, but I love this game.
It sounds boring. Like, I want to fight stuff. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, maybe. It depends on what you're into, you know?
Yeah.
I like those kind of crafting games. Valheim, Ark, 7 Days to Die. Any game like that where you go out into the world and have to, like, find things. And then, all right, two of this and one of this makes this thing. And that's fucking awesome, you know, and shit like that.
I remember when I was going to play Sons of the Forest with Fudge. And, like, he couldn't get it working on a Steam Deck, and I had never tried to get it working on Steam Deck. And so it was like, that was one game that just kind of ended up in the backlog.
Mm,
I played a little bit of it, yeah. But yeah, you got to craft things. You got to find, like, you get hungry really quick or you get cold really quick. So you got to build a fire. You got to avoid, like, being detected by these things.
I hate that shit. Ark, you have to, like, wear certain clothes. And
yeah,
I mean, you can change it. That's the thing. It's like, we played Ark the old hardcore OG way. And then, like, ever since then, like, you know, I'll play it. Like, there's the updated versions coming to Game Pass. Because they redid Ark in Unreal Engine.
Oh, the Ark, and, like, 2, right? Ark Survival Ascended.
Yeah. And it's like, I'll play it, but we need to change the rules, you know? Like, we need to tweak the rules. To where, like, I don't want to do no water, no food, no heat fucking bullshit. Like, I just have, for Ark, I have no patience with that.
Well, there's a, I think Fallout and Skyrim even has that survival mode where it's like you can go hungry, you can get cold. And, like, I don't want to think about those things when I'm playing a game. I just want to, like, try to survive because, dude, I get killed so easily in those games.
Where it's stomping, like, on your nuts and shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, Ark, you'll die out somewhere. You'll die in the middle of fucking nowhere. Then your shit is there. All your stuff you were carrying is out there. So you have to get back there and get your stuff.
Will somebody,
and if you die again, then it won't be shown on the map. It'll still be maybe out there, but it won't be on the map. So it's like, it's a fucking bitch, man. Like, fuck all that shit. So that's why I kind of like this one. It's like all the stuff I love from those kind of games without all the frustration and fucking massacre.
Yeah. Can another person take your loot if you drop it after dying in Ark?
Yeah. We play those kind of games private by ourselves, but Ark has public servers where there's, you know, it's an ongoing thing. So people have to, like, do things to protect their base. They'll make bases and have dinosaurs, tame dinosaurs and shit and whatever, covering it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, that they could come back and all their shit's gone. Yeah, that's a weird. I would never play a game like that.
Like, yeah,
that's too fucking.
That's like
Rust, right? Rust.
I think I've never played Rust, but there's another one where they used to have, like, raiding parties and they would kill your character and then steal your shit.
Yeah.
I can't.
Rust is very like that. You fucking, you know, you can build big bases and
yeah.
Like, when you leave, you just leave. So people can try to raid your shit. And I know that in, like, Ark and all those games, there's people who are like, they'll make a group and then they'll have people on kind of all the time, you know?
Yeah, like the 24-hour thing where there's somebody who's, like, guarding this shit, like, in another part of the world.
There's some weird gaming shit out there, you know? You ever watch Bubs Gaming?
Nah, I never heard of that.
It's just a dude online. I don't even know to say where he's from. He's not from the U.S., but he trolls games. He trolls like a lot of Gmod servers. And it's fucking great, man. I just love what he goes in. But like, Gmod's weird, dude. Like, there's people guarding, literally guarding things on there. Like, it's a military simulator in this Gmod. It's not even a simulator because Gmod sucks. But there'll just be a dude at a gate. He's like, you can't come in here. You know, it's like, and he's like, well, are you just like sitting here guarding this door on this game? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's true, they are. Because they're soldiers, and they're like, you know, there'll be like, he exposed a lot of Nazi ones on there, which weren't supposed to be like, where there's like people doing that. They're like role playing as like a Nazi taking over city, and they have like checkpoints and shit. And it's like, that's a weird way to spend the evening gaming, you know? Oh, yeah, I just got to hop on here and guard a door on this fucking room in Gmod that like 20 people are playing. Fucking weird.
Motherfuckers get neck deep in role play, man. For real.
I don't know. Yeah, dude. The Bubs Gaming is pretty funny. He goes in and fucking ruins those people's days.
Is it like how internet comment etiquette when he goes on to the like the virtual games and he's just like asking questions and then shooting people in the head?
I mean, Bubs Gaming's a little more, you know, he doesn't just go and kill people. Like, he'll go in and parade people and fuck with them, and he'll spawn like invisible walls and then just like sit and like watch cars come down the road and slam into it. And, which of course, like to these role playing guys, like drives them fucking crazy.
What did I do?
Yeah. So, anyway, should do our Hall of Fame. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We failed to do the Hall of Fame last week. And let me just point out, we had stories. We were like, well, we'll start talking about P. Diddy and we'll maybe talk about a bridge collapse.
Yeah,
that was the plan coming in. And we didn't even use them. So we've done a show, ladies and gentlemen, with absolutely nothing.
That's right. We had stories, but we were like, fuck the stories. We're just going to talk shit.
It's an Easter fucking miracle.
Yeah,
so I guess we don't need anything to do this. We just show up and do whatever.
Sometimes we have some things, but there were days or weeks that we had like a couple of different things, and then we ended up getting diverted into some other shit, and we just, you know, those things got lost.
Just kind of became like a challenge, you know? Like, can we do a show with nothing, or can we do a show with one story?
Yeah.
Fun. Anyway. Hall of Fame, if you haven't got it by now, but the two references, mine's him. I know you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was singing it last week. Yeah. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, it's fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah.
First off with him, dude, like, bring him back, dude, because this whole Bill Vallow, like, solo stuff sucks.
Okay. It's weird. It's like it's trying to be him, but it's also trying to be some, I don't know, some other artsy shit. And it's just like, I would rather hear Bill Vallow in him than like this, whatever the hell this is now.
Yeah, dude. First album was in 97. That's Greatest Love Songs, Volume 666. And Tears on Tape, 2013 was the last one. Tears on Tape, you know, it's good. It's not by far their best, but.
Yeah, I like Razorblade Romance.
Yeah, you know. You can't really go wrong. Even like Greatest Love Songs Volume 666 is a really fucking good album. But maybe if you were looking like, hey, I never really listened to him, I want to check it out, maybe start with Razorblade Romance. Doesn't that have a, does that have it right here? Oh yeah, Right Here in My Arms, dude. God damn.
Right Here in My Arms, yeah.
God damn.
I think that's got the Chris Isaac cover too, Wicked Game.
Oh, maybe, huh? Let's see. Does have Wicked Game. It's only a 6 song, huh? Oh no, those are the singles. But yeah, that album right there, that's their second album, right? 2000. It's got like, what songs are on here? Boom, Join Me in Death, banger. Right Here in My Arms, banger. Mm-hmm. Your Sweet 666, Poison Girl, Gone with the Sin.
God damn.
And fucking Wicked Game. Like, all those are just bangers.
They just hit hard. I mean, if you want some love songs with an edge, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, bro. The first album I actually got from them, I still remember, I got Dark Light in 2005.
Ooh, that's
right after it came out. That was like the first, you know, I got that and a CKY, was it No Reason, Something Beyond Reason, whatever it's called, which also came out like right before that in 2005. I bought them both at a Target. But I'll tell you what I was watching at that time, because I was like, what are these bands? That was probably like a time I saw CKY like videos, you know, the video.
Oh, like on, they would play them after Jackass, I think.
I mean, like the VHS fucking.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Jackass was out at that time, but I think we can relate to come to the old CKY tapes.
Hmm.
Anyway, and that motherfucker too, like, dude, Wings of a Butterfly. Oh, what a shit, riff,
yeah. Rip off the wings of a butterfly.
And God, dude, damn. The thing with like Bill Vallo is like, he is it, dude. He is, he's handsome as fuck. He's cool as fuck. He can sing like unbelievable, dude. Unfucking believable, man.
Like a majestic angel riding a unicorn.
I think he's one of the best singers. I mean, I really put him up there with, like, you know, my like best singers of all, like true singers of like rock all time.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yep.
Dio, Steve Perry, Bill Vallo. I'm not even joking, dude.
Oh, shit.
Below that he can get, like, you watch like their live performances. There's one.
No, I've never
seen one in particular on YouTube that's like live. I forget where the fuck. And he is so damn good, like straight up live too, smoking a cigarette the whole time and hitting all the lows, hitting the highs. Like, that guy can sing, dude.
Now that's one motherfucker who sold his soul to the devil.
He might have. Yeah, so there you go. Check out him. And, you know, he may fucking meet some gothic girls too. So.
Yeah, get some actual goth chicks, not King Cobra's goth chicks.
Yeah. Back in my day, we used to listen to Type O to try to fuck goth chicks, but like they were like that of the next generation, you know?
Yeah. We listened to like Susie and the Banshees, The Cure, Type O Negative, Marilyn Manson, of course, that during the goth phase. Yeah.
What do you got? We're running out of time.
I've got Mr. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what do you got to say about that?
Really? And I would say, like, if you, who hasn't heard of them, who doesn't know the song Closer, but if you haven't and you've been living like under several rocks, probably check out The Downward Spiral first, because that
might. You've been living behind a rock in a cave.
If you've been dead for several thousand years.
If you've been dead since Friday, you're living in a cage by a rock.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But also, like, Pretty Hate Machine is good. And I would say, why can't I remember the name of this album now? It's the, no, the one after The Downward Spiral.
I'm Fragile.
Drawing. Yeah, The Fragile. The double CD one is, it's got a lot of good songs, a lot of instrumental songs, but I would say Starfuckers Incorporated and why can't I remember shit? I'm dead. I don't know, man. Anyway, check out, start off with The Downward Spiral and then go further down the spiral and then go back to Pretty Hate Machine and then go to Broken, because that's got some good shit too.
Yeah, all of it's fucking good, dude. Yeah, Nine Inch Nails is good shit. I remember seeing March of the Pigs on Beavis and Butthead back in the day, and that might have been the first time I heard those guys.
Really? My first introduction to them was actually Pretty Hate Machine, because a friend had the cassette. We were skateboarding at that time and he put it in the boombox and we were skating to it. And it was the weirdest shit, like skateboarding to synth music. It's fucking crazy.
Dude, March of the Pigs, that song is so fucking good.
Oh shit, yeah.
A lot of that shit's good. So there you have it, man. Him and Nine Inch Nails.
Yep.
Let's get out of here. Fucking thanks for listening, supporting the show. We fucking love you. New changes on the thing, the Suplex City Limits Podcast Network. It was just that, because we really couldn't come up with anything. And Now we've renamed it, so now Suplex City Limits is on Modern Noise Media, part of Modern Noise Media. Modern Noise Media is SCL, it's Federation, it's this show, it's fucking Midnight Mass Creature Cast, it's whatever show, so I guess we put on there.
Yeah. Whatever.
Just something to, you know, for the Federation and stuff, like their only out, their only feed is through SCL. You know, they moved it over to that, so I want to, you know, we want to be something that has its own identity, and then, you know,
So I'm
right thinking, because like so that's their only feed is on the Suplex City Limits feed.
You know what? I think I'm gonna drop the OG feed and the Midnight Mass feed and put it, you know, give everything to you for Modern Noise Media.
If you don't pay for the stuff to host those, I mean, it doesn't matter. But
nah, I don't pay for that. It's free hosting.
So it's up to you. You know, I mean, I don't know, whatever, but. Yeah, Modern Noise Media. So,
four shows.
That's the new thing, new logo and shit. Tyler Fudge, I kind of came up with the concept. He fucking nailed it. So, very good. But yeah, you can check that out. So, if you noticed anything changed on the your feed, all of a sudden it's like, because it would have went from Suplex City Limits to Modern Noise Media.
Yeah, and then you're like, what the fuck is this? Modern Noise Media. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Shout out to fucking Spitball Media.
Spitball
having media in there is like definitely. I was definitely kind of influenced. I was like, it's either gonna be podcast network, network, or that. There's like, you know, you have like four options basically. So I was like, I like media because like I heard Spitball Media. I'm like, that's like the best fucking name.
That is. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, that's good. I like the media. I like media because you can kind of do, you know. Whatever within Modern Noise is kind of like half of an album title I want to do for a band of mine at some point too. So Modern Noise Media, we could put fucking, you know, we could do music on it and stuff. You could do anything.
Yeah.
So.
It's like when my shit that I'm working on comes out, it'll be like, hey, you want a taste of the new Sinister Snakes album? Check me out. Sinister
Snakes. Yeah, but there you go, man. Check out the other shows on the channel. Shout out to ADS Metal. What do you guys, this week, Event Horizon on Midnight Mass Creature Cast?
Event Horizon, yeah.
Sunday live YouTube SCL noon Eastern talking shit pro wrestling MTV the Challenge RuPaul's Drag Race Top Chef I guess new season Top Chef kicked off we're watching that talking about that so we're kind of really getting more and more into like reality television and stuff so
the only podcast that mixes pro wrestling with reality TV well I guess it's not a mix because pro wrestling is a little bit reality TV too.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, man. Thanks again, everybody. And anything else before we go, sir?
We love you. Hail Satan. And
what am I supposed to say now?
No. Okay. Go for it. Go for it.
You just did it. Well, dude, took my fucking. That's my life.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what to say. I got nervous. I felt the pressure.
See you again next week. And until then, as always, hail Satan.
And hail yourselves.